So you may be wondering how we reached the conclusion that just 2% of the elected officials in the Northwest are Hispanic. Here's how we did it. First, we collected the names of every elected state official, every county commissioner, city councilor, mayor, and school board member. We added in members of Congress for good measure. We came up with 8,244 names. Then we cross-checked that spreadsheet against a separate list of 13,000 Hispanic surnames. The U.S. Department of Justice compiled the list for use in voting rights cases. So what we really counted was not necessarily people, but last names. Paul Apostolides is a political science professor at Whitman College in Walla Walla. He says numerous studies have shown this method of counting Hispanic surnames is right 95% of the time.
So it's not a perfect tool. I mean, I don't think a perfect tool would exist. But 95% accurate is pretty darn good if you're talking about trying to establish tendencies on an aggregate population level.
For statewide and county-by-county breakdowns of the region's Latino elected officials, along with the latest census data, we've got two maps at our website.